Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Link, Ms. Cornwell, somebody?
Yes, if you would advise that the, on the agenda, under old business, we're removing the Coastal Club at the request of the developer and may be placed on a future agenda.
That would be under other business?
Under other business.
All right.
And, I'm sorry, yeah, other business. And that, on additional business, where it says reorganization, that was a reminder because it'll be on next month's agenda, first meeting.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the June 9th, 2016 meeting.
Just for the commission's benefit, I've reviewed those minutes and I didn't have any issues with them. So.
And for the benefit of the commission, I wasn't here at that meeting, so I won't be voting.
Right then.
Now, one thing we will do, we sent you out just late, but we sent it out, and it was requested at the last meeting that we attach a copy of the PowerPoint that was shown to us that night. That'll be attached.
All right. Okay.
We didn't send that out because you already saw it.
Very good.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of June 9th, 2016.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the June 9th, 2016 meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay. Brings us to our old business. We have three items of old business this evening, the first being change of zone number 1759, Osprey Point D, LLC.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this matter's been pending before the commission since 2015 when we first had our public hearing on it, and the record was left open for information to be received from DelDOT and Soil Conservation, as well as leaving the record open for an additional 20 days for a response by the public. I've carefully reviewed those minutes as well as the hearing notices themselves. I've listened to, and I have scoured through the 48 responses that we received, and I commend the public on their comments and concerns, and I think they'll find that hopefully some of those issues and concerns will be addressed over time, but many of those were not part of our land use decision. You know, we have a change of zone matter before us, and while there certainly were some very valid and pointed concerns, unfortunately, those are some of those points were not something that we as a commission are able to address. But given all that information that was provided to the commission, as well as our various meetings, I am prepared to make a motion.
All right, sir.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1759 for Osprey Point D, LLC, for a change in zone from AR1 to MRRPC based upon the information contained in the record and for the following reasons. One, this project originally sought approval for 339 units, including 180 townhouses. During the public hearing, much of the opposition related to the density of the proposed development and the proposed townhomes. After the hearing, these concerns After hearing these concerns, the applicant submitted a revised site plan that deletes the townhomes and reduces the number of units to 217, which is a reduction in the density from 3.2 units per acre to 2.0 units per acre, or a gross density calculation of 2.7 units per acre to 1.7 units per acre. A reduction from 2.7 units per acre to 1.7 units per acre. This 36% reduction in housing units results in a development that is consistent with the surrounding developments of Old Landing Road. Now, I must say, in my 11 and a half years on the commission, these kind of changes, significant major changes, are oftentimes made between the time that a project is approved for preliminary use while it's trying to achieve a final approval. So In this unique situation, we have those changes that are proposed already. So I think that's fortunate that the commission has had the opportunity to experience those changes. Second, I digressed. Second, the proposed MRRPC project meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county because the proposed project is in a development area as established by the comprehensive land use plan. Three, the development of this site at 217 units is consistent with the densities of surrounding RPCs and other developments that exist along Old Landing Road, including Sawgrass South, Sawgrass at White Oak Creek, and the villages at Old Landing. And in certain situations, the density was considerably less than in those subdivisions. In addition, Redden Ridge was approved as a bonus density clustered development. As a result, this project represents an infill development. Four, the service will be provided as part of a county-operated sanitary sewer district, and adequate wastewater capacity is available for the project. Five, central water will be provided to the project. Six, with the conditions placed upon this project, the RPC designation is appropriate for this parcel land in that the purpose of an RPC is to encourage large-scale development as a means to create superior living environments and the use of design ingenuity. This development, revised to only include single-family lots, achieves this goal. The design also retains a great deal of open space, provides for additional buffers to wetlands, and provides considerable recreational amenities. Seven, a revised traffic operational analysis was prepared and reviewed by DelDOT as a result of the reduction in residential units. The applicant will be required to comply with all DelDOT entrance, intersection, and roadway improvement requirements, including the improvement of Old Landing Road from Fairway Drive to its southern terminus, construction of bicycle and pedestrian improvements, and required contributions to the signalization and improvement of the Old Landing Road, Warrington Road, Strawberry Way intersection. Eight, the proposed development will provide buffers from federal and state wetlands and will comply with the Inland Bays pollution control strategy. The final site plan will take into account the review and approval of federal, state, and county agencies that have jurisdiction over the protection of wetlands. Nine, there was concern stated in the record about soil types and stormwater management at this site. All of this will be reviewed and regulated by the Sussex Conservation District and DENREC prior to final site plan approval. As with any preliminary site plan, there may be further changes to the plan following the district's and DENREC's review to accommodate an appropriate and workable stormwater management design. 10. The plan has adequately addressed all of the terms contained in Section 99C of the subdivision code. 11. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A. The maximum number of residential units shall not exceed 217 single-family lots. No townhomes will be permitted in the project. B. Site plan review shall be required for each phase of development. C. All entrance, intersection, interconnection, roadway and multimodal improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DelDOT's requirements or in accordance with any further modifications required by DelDOT. The developer shall also contribute to the Old Landing Road, Warrington Road, Strawberry Way intersection and signalization improvements. D is proffered by the applicant, the central recreational facilities and amenities shall be constructed and open to use by residents of the development no later than the issuance of the 100th building permit. These recreational facilities shall include a clubhouse, pool, tennis and basketball courts, a tot lot, and dog park. E, the development shall be served as part of the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and regulations. F, the MRRPC shall be served by a public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. G, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with the applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. H, the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements and or specifications. As proffered by the applicant, street design shall include sidewalks on both sides of the streets and street lighting. I, the applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design. J, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur from Monday through Saturday and only between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. K, the applicant shall cause to be formed a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, open spaces, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. L, federal and state wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas, except where authorized by federal or state permits. The wetland areas shall be clearly marked on the site with permanent markings. M, as proffered by the applicant, there shall be a 25-foot non-disturbance buffer from all federal non-tidal wetlands. There shall also be a 50-foot non-disturbance buffer from all state tidal wetlands as required by county code. N, a revised preliminary site plan depicting these conditions and the applicant's proposed changes shall be submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission for the review and approval by the commission. O, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and the approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I will second that motion.
All right then, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1759 Osprey Point D LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Not voting. I did not participate in the public hearing.
Okay. Not voting. And
not voting.
Also
I did
not voting. Ms. Cornwell, at the record show, the motion carried 3-0 with Mr. Ross and Mr. Hudson not voting because they did not participate in the public hearing. Our next item is a conditional use number 2049 Blue Claw LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use number 2049 for Blue Claw LLC for a boat storage facility based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the area is residential in character, which is not consistent with use as a boat storage facility. While the location is near the water and marinas, there are other locations within the general vicinity that could be more appropriate and which will not have such an impact on the existing homes that surround this property. Two, the applicant acknowledges that the boat storage area needs to be secured and has proposed a 6-foot high chain link fence topped with barbed wire. This industrial type of fencing is also inconsistent with the surrounding single family neighborhood and is inappropriate for this location. Three, the Gulf Point Homeowners Association, which governs the development next door to the proposed storage site, has opposed the application. Four, there are no other approved business or commercial uses in the immediate vicinity of this proposed use. Five, there is not adequate access to the proposed facility from the adjacent and narrow state right of way. In this case, the applicant has stated that the boat storage area would be accessed through the front of the property where a rental dwelling owned by the applicant is also located. This is not an appropriate entrance for regular vehicle and boat traffic, especially when the storage area can be accessed from dawn to dusk by anyone with a boat there. Six, unlike some other small businesses and storage sites that have been permitted in the past, This property will not be occupied by the applicant, so there would only be limited control over how it is used, how it is accessed, and how it is maintained. These circumstances also make it inconsistent with its location surrounded by residential homes and the Gull Point development.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend denial of the conditional use number 2049 Blue Claw LLC for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2051 Dale Thaxton.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on this application for further consideration by the commission.
Second.
We moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2051 Dale Thaxton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right then, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you chose to be here with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. I assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything to distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. During these proceedings, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county during its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted, and any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission, and individuals supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you.